Greetings, flesh creatures. It is I, Megatron. On behalf of TFYLP, I want to congratulate you for listening to the most refined collective podcast on this miserable little planet Earth. Yes. Here you'll find knowledgeable fans discussing every aspect of Transformers and beyond. Now, enjoy the show while I continue my path to complete conquest of all of you miserable biological entities. Predacons, terrorize!
Howdy, everybody. Welcome to Ouch My Wallet. It's been a very long time since we've had Ouch My Wallet.
Unfortunately, we had some audio issues recording this episode, but we did eventually get it ironed out, and I'm going to jump ahead to when we got that done. On the show, you'll be hearing Lucas, Anna, and Rick. So, back to the show.
I guess back to what I was talking about, the Rainmaker. So, it's $80 for a set. They're from Target. They should be filtering in now. So, like, I think they're up on Sunday, and you could, you know, order them online for store pickup, but then I think they sold out in a couple hours online. So now you're kind of at the mercy of, you know, just going to the Targets. And as Anna has found, the online inventory is not 100% accurate. So even though it says it's online, it's not really. And then you drive to the store and it's not there, right?
And sometimes you even call the store and they deceive you and tell you that they're there. And then you arrive and they say, "What? We never said that."
I mean, they're probably just checking in their hand unit thingy, which says, yep, you have stock here, right, and going on.
Probably. Or just checking to see, do they have any airplanes at the store? Yeah, there's an airplane. Okay, great.
Or the guy at the store is like, yeah, I just want to get this person off the phone. So, yeah, sure, we got it.
Why are you calling out Transformers, weirdo?
Right. So
I actually found a set of the Rainmakers at the store.
Good.
I haven't found the MicroMasters yet.
Yeah, so the MicroMasters were also up online, and that's where I ordered them at the time, just shipped to stores. So, yeah, I have not actually, like, checked them out, but I got the little MicroMaster 10-pack, too.
Were any of those new molds, or are they all repaints?
Yes. I believe the semi-truck guy, right? That one's new.
Yeah.
And then
that's coming out in a 2-pack, right? Later on.
Probably.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're going to repaint it. And then I'm trying to remember, was this truck? I can't remember if it was the truck that was new. Like, I know there was a couple.
Yeah. So what's cool about these are all the MicroMasters that came with the bases.
I would love to get bases.
I'll be happy when they finish.
Yes, yes, you know.
When they finish the 4-packs they've started, or like, you know, the four person teams. That we,
yeah.
Which I'm confident we'll get them, but just, you know.
I think we'll get them too. But imagine if they start making MicroMaster bases or Voyager figures with ramps, and the ramps retroactively work with vintage ramps and vintage MicroMaster playsets.
I think that's pretty pie in the sky.
I'd be good with that. I could see them transforming into bases.
I could see them making Voyager figures that transform into MicroMaster bases, and a figure autonomous of the base, like separate from the base.
Well, I know on Microcasters where someone was bringing that up about doing like Voyager weaponizers, and so like I can kind of see that and just turning them into bases.
Yeah. How much was the MicroMaster set?
I believe it was
$40, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I clicked buy it now. I honestly didn't even remember how much it cost.
So
don't worry, Lucas, I will always remember how much things cost.
So the Hound and the Ratchet, those are the Legends scaled?
Yeah, so this is the Iron Factory Hound that just came out, and then the New Age Ratchet.
So. Thumbs up, thumbs down.
So the thing that kind of annoys me about the Ratchet a little bit is that the chest doesn't peg in, and so it kind of comes apart a little bit. It's not bad, but it is very intricate though. It honestly, there's a lot of some of the like Masterpiece and some of the more complex Ironhides, or not Ironhide, Ratchets in it. So that's definitely cool. The head sculpt is really neat.
Really good.
It has all the like, you know, nice articulation. I mean, it's ridiculous for how small this figure is, like just how much they're packing in it.
Do they?
And we're probably going to full review that thing in a couple weeks, right?
Potentially.
On Microcasters. Sure. I think we should. Because I'll have one too.
Does the transformation scheme like mimic the Masterpiece Transformer? Or is it its own beast?
There's parts that do. Yes.
The reason I ask is because, you know, the Ironhide in the cartoon was just a big cheat. That's not at all what that toy did. And that's why we went so long not getting an Ironhide or Ratchet that looked anything like G1, because they couldn't figure out how to do it. And they finally did with the Masterpiece line. Now it's like, now you get it even in a legend scale from third party. And I was just kind of, if they found a new way to do it.
Hey, the BotCon 2005 figures are pretty good.
They were.
Yeah, but no, that's the thing with these new age figures and Magic Square as well, is that they throw a lot of the Masterpiece engineering into the figure, and I mean it's kind of nuts that they're doing it this small and for this price. So I think
what are those cost? Like
$30, I think.
Before shipping.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like $30-$35, something like that, just depending on the retailer.
Yeah. And
usually about $35 shipped.
Like, I noticed you got the...
And then...
Does it come with any, like accessories, like tools or anything, or like the back cannon
that the Masterpiece version comes with? It comes with a couple. Like, comes with a different head, like comes with the red head, and it comes with like a little pile driver. You can like change out his hand for... Oh, no.
They're doing a lot of hands lately. They're doing spare hands.
Somebody said they hate me for finding the Seekers. I'm sorry. No, the bad thing is I didn't even go look for them. I, like, woke up, ordered them online, shipped them to the store.
And then you went around.
They don't hate you. They hate you.
Then you went around to 8 local Targets and bought a bunch of them and put them on eBay for triple the price. He did it. I saw him, guys. Now you can hate him.
You sell one to Anna first, please.
So, and then I have the world's smallest Insecticon here. This is the New Age Insecticon.
I'm sharing mine. But mine are bug mode.
You know, compared to the Hasbro version, is there a big difference in scale? Or?
Oh, yes. They're like crazy small.
Yeah, these are itty bitty, like really small.
That's a fingernail there. That's Anna's fingernail, you know? They're like 3 fingernails.
Yeah.
I'll have to. Let me grab an Insecticon real quick.
I mean, if you look at Lucas's table there.
Like, it looks small when it's in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, so that way
I can. They look very G1 transformation wise.
So. Okay. If you. This is the Legends, you know, Insecticons, and then this is this. So it's like half the size of that.
Wow. So,
yeah. And the alt modes, are just okay. They resemble an insect. I guess Ian is showing hers off too, so.
Yeah, I've got them all in insect mode right now, so I figured I'd share to help with that. You're going to see more of these soon. I lost my other one. I don't know where it went. It's so small.
But yeah, these guys like look really, really good. They've got a lot of articulation, so I would definitely recommend it. It came in a 3-pack, and I was going to show off the box.
Oh, that's a great box.
It's a freaking fantastic box. So
it kind of, not repurposes, but reinterprets the original G1 art.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah. I would definitely recommend these little Insecticons. Like, but I also love the Insecticons, so I'm always picking those up.
I think they're really good too. I just want to say that. I'll say more soon.
I hope they do a Diaclone version, like the red and the, you know, BotCon used that and called them War Rooters. You know, the eHobbies did the recolor. I would love to get that.
I guarantee you that they will, because one thing that New Age does is repaints their stuff. So, like, usually every single thing, they come out with, like, four versions of it. So, you will be able to get them.
And usually at least one version of their figure is some sort of obscure repaint, like a GoBot coloring or a weird, like, Ratchet's going to be a taxi. That's super cool. So there's always something fun to buy. Even if you don't want another version of Ratchet, you can get a taxi robot, which is kind
of
cool to me.
Speaking of fun to buy, what have you bought that's fun recently, Anna? Is it like that segue?
Oh, is it my turn?
Oh, very good segue.
I jumped on it.
Oh, wow.
So this is the world I live in. I have to ask
Bears
you.
Because
you did it one way. You talked about one item. But then Lucas talked about all his items. Is this how we're doing it? Or are we taking turns talking about everything, or are we just passing it around?
Just do what you need to do.
Do whatever you want.
I don't know if I should do like a short ghost story or a full like horror movie ghost story.
Just go.
Stories?
Fine. Gosh, just go. Like, that's not my motto. So, I'm just going to share weird stuff I bought recently because why not? Because I usually just talk about, and most, if Lucas goes before me, he's probably bought most of the same toys I have. So, most of the time, unless I want to talk about this B-Mog here.
B-Mog! Yeah. Trent Troop! Oh, I love Trent Troop.
So, I picked up, like, everything at TF Expo, all the exclusives, and one of the old exclusives was a B-Mog set, which I've never owned, so I thought it would be fun to own one. It is very green, and that's enjoyable. I can't really show you the rest of it, because it's laid all over my desk right now in all its pieces. Here's a Bearcat head. That's about it. But what I will share is...
Is she turning into a robot to anyone else?
Probably. Yep.
All right, am I back to normal? I have a pillow on my head. That's
the problem is you got too excited, and that's what caused the interruption.
Rheumatosis. I'll try not to get too excited. Okay, so I bought this pillow. You see the pillow, okay? Yes, great. So, yeah, there were these artists at Expo. Their website is Nobo Studios. And they were selling various, like, you could buy this art in various different forms, like little bags, pillows. They even had some full-size body pillow covers that they were selling of their various arts. They had a few different art styles, but I absolutely adore the way this pillow looks. I'm not even, like, the biggest Beast Wars Megatron fan. Just the way the art looks on that fabric was super cool, so I had to have it. So, yeah, he got a piece of it, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, they also did some other stuff that's, like, more G1. This is, like, a little sound wave, so.
Yeah, there were a few different artists in their group, and the art style I liked was the pastel-looking one, like the pillow I held up, but there was a more G1-ish look to them. So, I really loved their work that they had up there.
A pillow.
Apparently, I'm talking about art today, because I also... Alex Millen was there, so I had him draw me a picture.
Well, I'm sorry if I missed it. How much was the pillow on?
The pillow was a pretty reasonable price. It was about $30. Yeah. It was $25, actually. It was a little less.
Yeah, I think the pillow case was like $15 or something. Like, it was something where they were just charging the cost of the pillow plus the, you know, then the case or whatever.
I think I paid $20 for the officially released Bumblebee pillows at Walmart. So that's pretty good.
No, that's awesome for like a, you know,
custom art.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really good art too. So, and they had some other pictures that I think actually look just as good as that Megatron on the pillows. So there's other ones to get. So yeah, that's my art stuff. Where's my not as artsy stuff?
What I like about Alex is that he's actually a fan. he's not just doing it because it's a job. He's doing it because he actually loves the story. He loves the characters. And I think sometimes that comes through his early work. You can actually tell if you look at Alex Milne, his early work compared to what he's doing now, it's very, very different. Very, very different. And I think he's probably at the peak of his artistic ability.
He's
right
gotten
now.
So much better. Like, I mean, I'm not an art critique, but his first stuff, he was always a great pinup artist, I felt. But his stuff was so detailed that comics, I had trouble with him at the beginning, but he really ironed out his style. He's been awesome for a long time.
When he's not rushed, he's amazing.
That goes for all of us, doesn't it? Like me rushing to get this crap to work. I gave myself an hour and a half, and I was still at the last minute, like, ah! And I still screwed it up.
But yeah, at the expo, Alex actually said that that he's only been happy with his stuff since 2016. So that's probably about the same time period where you guys were saying he got a lot better.
Artists are always more critical of themselves,
right?
By the way, Anna, Nightwing says your dog's eating one of your Transformers, so you might want to be careful.
She probably is. Who knows what she's doing down there? I haven't looked in a while. I'm slightly worried.
You have.
So yeah, I got those. I did not get these bugs. Oh my goodness, dog, stop it! I did not get these at the expo, but I also have them. Lucas already talked about them, so good for that. I also got this strangely cheetorized version of Skip from there. I find it adorable. I already talked about it on the show, though, but I do want to reiterate. Well, actually, in his robot mode, he has a butt mouth. That is fantastic. Because of the... In his vehicle mode, he's supposed to have the mouth, like, you know, being a cat thingy. Cheetah, surprise. But also a spaceship, but it just ends up on his butt in robot mode, which is fantastic. That is on my expo. No, wait. I got a really random thing that I still haven't opened that I really want to, but I've been trying to hold back on. I picked up an old Corrada while I was there. I am super pumped for this thing.
One of the best Beast War Neo figures there is.
It's fun.
I know.
It's breakneck.
I wanted that thing forever, so I'm excited Corrada to finally have a Corrada. I think that's it.
Corrada is a great toy. I tried for a while to bring that over here.
Corrada. I got the rest of the exclusives. I didn't show those. See, here's some exclusives. Yay. We already saw them on the live from TF Expo show.
All right. So I'll keep mine short because we've been on the air for a while. I like to go vintage. And it just so happens that this week I got the Transformers Autobot dress-up set. This is a 1985 set. It features a mask, gauntlets, a gun, and a belt, and some paperwork. And it is kind of the companion piece to the Decepto pack, which has a couple of different packages, a Canadian, a European, and an American. But this is the only one I've actually seen in person in the box. I've seen pictures online. Sorry, I'm 40. I'm getting tired. It's almost 10 p.m. Time for bed. I've seen pictures online of the box, but I've never seen one in the box before. So this was... this was a mint. This was $250 for me.
So, are you going to keep it sealed or are you going to cut the tape?
Oh, no. No.
I didn't know if that's what your daughter was going for Halloween, right?
No. Blasphemy. And you guys remember that movie Bumblebee that came out? It was about Transformers?
Rings a vague bell.
It was actually pretty good. It was pretty good. The first movie was pretty good. I worked on all the movies that were not good. You know, Revenge of the Fallen, Dark of the Moon, Age of Extinction. Yeah, those were the movies that were not good. Those are the movies I worked on. Self-deprecating humor is the best humor. But I got... I got a 16-foot display of Bumblebee.
Is it just multiple layers, or does it move in some way?
No. It's just layers of cardboard pegged together. The only thing I didn't get were the eyes, which were electronic, which had to be sent back to the studio to prove that they destroyed the item. But yeah, now I have to figure out where I want to put a 16-foot.
I think you should put it on the ceiling in your bedroom above the bed. That way you can stare
at you. No. There are certain Transformer items which I can't display. I have a 19-foot by 26-foot Toys R Us banner, which will fit in my garage, but it'll cover up the windows of my garage. So, I'm not quite sure. My wife wouldn't mind, but I'm not quite sure if I should display it or not. I have a lot of movie banners, too. I love movie banners, so I have a lot of movie banners, especially from Aliens and Predator. So, the garage was kind of my area to display movie banners and posters. So, I don't know. I've seriously underestimated the space I have in my basement. I have 2,200 square feet of basement, 11-foot tall ceilings, and so far, it's just Transformers. Anything that's not a Transformer has been sent to the garage.
You're going to have to share the picture of your garage in the Facebook group or something. Let people know what you're talking about.
I've
shown it before. It's a three-car garage. It actually fits four cars, but there's only three bays. They're like three doors. Yeah, it's still full of toys, Transformers, and others. I seriously underestimated the amount of carded figures I had. I thought one wall would be all for the carded figures. I'm on two walls, and the closet, I'm about to turn that into a pegboard as well for the...
Wake up, Anna. Wake up,
for
Rick.
Additional transformers.
Well, I think...
It's full. You did it first.
That is true.
Rick is causing Anna to yawn.
Yes, clearly.
Do you have any other goodies to show off, Rick?
I'm going to keep it to those two just because...
I'm going to circle...
The show's gone long.
Well, we're at 45 minutes. We're doing all right. I am going to dip back into two other things I've got that are... Well, they're still technically not Transformers or third party, but I'm going to talk about them real quick anyways. Went to the Kentucky meetup this past weekend and picked up a couple of things that Orson had gotten for me. For y'all that know...
Orson, feel better, man.
Orson
we
was in
you.
An accident. He's okay, but, wish him the best recovery, speedy recovery. I don't...
The truck needs some love, but it's insured.
Like,
so.
I mean, I was in the truck or in the van with him, on Saturday, and he was talking about how he just, put some work into it and whatnot, too. So it's a real shame.
It's insured. It'll be okay.
But, I got X-Transbots Neptune. Figure's great.
Is that the G2? I have the G2 version on order.
It's the G1 version.
Okay.
I don't know how familiar everyone is with X-Transbots stuff, but they have just been on fire for about 2 years, and this continues the streak. I remember back when their transformations used just to be hot garbage, and this is fun, and it's a lot of fun. It's easy.
I remember
it's a great toy, well made, no paint chipping. I don't know. I'm knocked out by it. It's so well. I wish the metallic paint was flat, but I know that's becoming like a meme to complain about that, at this point. But gotta check that box. But I don't know. He's awesome. He looks the part. He's wonderful. And he comes with just a crap ton of accessories that I don't have out at the moment, like water skis and he can pull Bumblebee behind him, and he's got water effects, and he's got a beach ball and a bucket and just all kinds of goofy accessories as well. It's ridiculous.
Like Beachcomber has a ton of stuff with him.
He's got all the birds. And the golden hand.
Like, and the golden hand. Yeah, exactly.
And then the other little item I picked up was, I got him at TFCon Canada to grab a Paradron Medic from MMC.
I Rob, I want to ask you, what is that Starscream behind you? There's like a Starscream in the case
toys.
Behind
Let's
you.
Make toys Starscream.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But yeah, I got the picked this up for the my main movie RC or you know, TV RC masterpiece. I went with Fans Toys, which is, you know, an excellent display piece, but an actual just miserable toy. It's terrible. This is also fun.
Is that the Azalea repaint?
Yep.
That's
or
the
is that the Rogue?
No, Rogue
is the Rogue
Fans
repaint.
Toys one or Rouge? Rouge.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's the Azalea.
This is the Azalea. Yeah.
Because I don't have one yet. I'm gonna be getting one soon. I'm just like, which one
Rouge
do I get?
Is, again, it displays nicer than this. It's more cartoon accurate, but it's just. Engineering is just hot garbage. I don't know what the deal is with Fans Toys. They cannot...
It is.
Like, X-Transbots came out of the gutter of transformations. They have excellent transformations for a while now. I mean, this still looks...
Yeah, their Stunicons are great.
Yeah, I mean, this toy still looks great, and the materials are great. It has a great feel to it. The colors are great, and it's fun. Like, again, it's not as... It doesn't have as nice of a car mode as the Fans Toys one ends up in, but... Nobody ever wants to touch that toy after you get it to robot mode. It's so bad.
It's like 4 hours, I swear. It took me forever to transform that damn thing.
That's another one that I reviewed on my channel, and I took like a camera off to the side of me as I transformed it for the first time. And then, you know, I sped it up or whatever. It was just because I thought it'd be interesting, and it was terrible. But no, this is fun.
I'm sure it was a misery fest.
Yeah, and Azalea, it's actually a pretty easy transformation and a fun transformation because I got the convention exclusive at TFCon Chicago, the shadow
like
one or whatever
face,
it's called.
Face.
Yeah, yes. And like I figured out the transformation without instructions or video or anything like that. So like it's pretty intuitive. So I would definitely recommend
both of those figures, you know.
No, I think it's pretty good.
Both of those figures, you know, I got at the meetup and just as we were yakking, you know, I just took them out and fiddled with them and, you know, figured them out without problem. And that's going really slow and chatting half the time, too. So the second and third time they went even quicker, really smooth.
How's the crazy face on her? I know she has kind of like a over the top smile. Does it look as cool in person? So
I think
kinda
that
want
was
it.
Exclusive to the Chicago one. I don't think it came with this release.
Was it? I thought she came with like a not like Halloween smile, but like a just like, you know,
she
really.
She might have only kind of glanced at the extra faces. So sorry.
Okay, that's the whole reason I want the figure is because she has a goofy
we'll
face.
Find out and get a picture.
Awesome.
Right, yep, that's it for me.
All right, so that was. That was a pretty good Ouch My Wallet episode. That went for a while.
Anybody else have anything else to talk about? Or are we good?
Yeah.
On toys.
Or I think...
This is good. Why we split Ouch My Wallet off from the main show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have lots of pain.
Yeah. Before we head off here, you know, the normal plug, you know, if you like what we do, check out our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/TFYLP. You can subscribe to it. And I also... There'd been some talk about it in the chat, and I wanted to at least, you know, say a quick bit about that. Yes, you know, Duran is leaving the show, left on Saturday. That was his last show. If you want to hear more about that, check out episode 340 of TFYLP. He talks about it near the end. You know, of course, watch the whole show. But
he didn't leave the show. He's retiring, taking sabbatical.
I think he'll pop up here and there once he... He gets a bit of a breather and gets some other things taken care of.
He's got more important things to worry about right now.
People have been asking, you know, what does that mean for the show? Stay tuned to our Facebook page and our Facebook group. We're going to have a post go up either tonight or probably tomorrow at some point with a little bit more details. The short version is, you know, we're not going anywhere.
All Rick, all the time.
24-hour live stream of Rick.
That's not true.
Yes, all Rick.
That's
all
not
the
true.
Time. Just Rick.
Don't believe him.
No shirt.
Don't run away.
No shirt.
But, you know,
stop
we'll probably
running.
Have some light branding changes, a little bit of thing. Like, all your links are going to be good. Everything's going to be good. You'll probably actually see some more content coming out, and more content will be available everywhere. That's a big thing we're trying to make happen. So just, you know, stay tuned. The show is not going anywhere. Yeah. The main show isn't. It's going to stay what you know, that, you know, we discuss a topic of this and that. But we're also going to try to bring back some other shows. And to avoid the Duran situation, you know, Lucas is running the show now for us. He is fallen on that sword, you know, but we, like tonight, you know, I'm hosting both, you know, technically, like with the technical bits, as well as, you know, helping guide the show. So we're trying to spread the love a little bit, so that way one person doesn't get bogged down with it all and everybody's kind of pitching in with what they're good at. Like, I'm a software developer, so I'm like, give me logins to things and I will go update things. I can do these things, you know, and nobody else has to worry about it. So,
and remember, we're doing this for fun and because we love the brand, we love Transformers, and we hope you love Transformers too. We appreciate whenever you guys listen.
You know, we love Duran too. So much for creating this for us and keeping it alive this long.
Do we, or is he dead to us?
Yeah, right. Wow. Sorry, you're out.
Wow.
He's off the island. He got voted off the island.
Now someone can make a voice clip of you saying that he's dead to us. I just want to know that.
That'll be the new show opening. He's dead to us.
So yeah. But yeah, if you love TFWLP, stick around. Definitely check out our tftalk.net Facebook page and the Facebook group. The links are all in the descriptions. There's a lot more coming.
Our sponsors.
I was going to mention. Currently. Hold on a second. Yeah. I do want to mention that we are going to be live on Sunday. So TFLP, it's noon on Sunday. And we are going to be
Sunday?
Featuring Anna, who's going to be doing her panel that she gave at TF Expo, which is with regards to diversity and representation with Transformers. So it was a really fantastic panel that she did. And we want to go ahead and, you know, kind of broadcast that out to everybody, not just to those that were at the show. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that on Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm a psych professor, for people who don't know, so every once in a while I have to do something vaguely academic on the show to make it, like, more exciting in my own mind.
I think it's awesome.
You know, call this my contribution.
I'm super excited for it because I couldn't make it to TF Expo.
Well, this version will be fossilized on YouTube for ages to come.
Generations from now, they'll be studying this show. Going, what is wrong with these people?
Is it
going
to be like a podcast format like this, but, you know, with you leading it and maybe sharing a screen as well with slides?
I'll still be alive. Yeah, I'll still be alive then. Yes.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Are you doing slides, Anna?
I don't know yet. I'm thinking yes, but I'm not entirely sure. I want to consult with the people I'm doing it with to see where they are on how I want to do it. But, yeah, I'm mostly probably going to do the same topics that I did on air, but I think I'm going to bring in some stuff that I didn't, or on air, in person. I think I'm going to bring in some stuff that I didn't bring in before because I might need, I want to bring in a lot of things from the comics, and I think I'll have a couple people with a little more knowledge of the comics to help me do that up with me. When I was at the show, I was up there by myself, so if I didn't know about it, I couldn't talk about it. But I think I will have some secret weapons awesome. This time. It'll be exciting.
All right. Well, is there anything else to cover before we sign off here? I do not have the outro video wired up, so it'll just be when it's done. We'll get it later.
You just want me to do like a little voice? All
right. Well, thanks everybody for showing up, and we'll see you at the next one.
All right, thanks.